Catherine Hammack and Terry Yonkers, the assistant secretaries in charge of energy and installations for the Army and Air Force, respectively, are touring military bases together all over the country as they each push toward the 1 gigawatt goal on their respective installations.
And certainly one of those reasons is to look at these combined opportunities that our services can jointly go down that road. And when you look at the way we put our energy strategies or other strategies together, there's really not a whole lot of daylight in the way that we think about or approach these problems, because quite frankly, they're very common, whether it's an Army installation or whether it's a Navy installation or whether it's an Air Force installation.
In some cases, Yonkers points out, they're joint bases that house both services, like Lewis-McChord in Washington State or Joint Base San Antonio, where Hammack and Yonkers spoke to reporters on a conference call about their efforts to find the best approaches to renewable electricity on bases. Yonkers says neither service is taking a one-size-fits-every-base approach. Different geographical locations have different renewable energy potential and varying real estate situations.
But a lot of this really is going to depend on the private sector. And so we're really looking for them to bring forth their technologies, their ideas, and really the business deal that is going to make it work. And some of the incentives that are in place right now with regards to tax advantages and those kinds of things make it cost competitive with conventional energy. So if that scenario were to change, then we may be looking at a different situation. But right now, a lot of the private companies are finding the ways to do this economically and in a competitive way with conventionally derived coal or fossil fuel energy.
That scenario might change if Congress doesn't take action by the end of this year. A key tax credit for wind energy is set to expire in December. Incentives like that and similar state programs have been one of the main factors that have enticed private companies to build renewable energy projects on military bases, according to officials. But there are other pitches they're making to industry. For example, Yonkers says operators of renewable plants on military bases don't need to worry about security. And Hammack says the power purchase agreements they've signed so far create a guaranteed long-term market for renewable power companies.
The kind of PPAs that we will be signing, the power purchase agreements, could be as long as 30 years. And that is something that the financial community is looking for, is that long-term commitment, and that sort of like an anchor tenant in a shopping mall, an anchor tenant in a power purchase arrangement certainly helps finance and fund a project that might be looking to sell power back onto the grid.
The Army recently issued a draft request for proposals that envisions buying $7 billion worth of renewable electricity over a period of up to 30 years. Hammack says they've gotten a huge amount of feedback already, and officials from the Army Corps of Engineers will update industry on the RFP at a joint Army-Air Force Energy Industry Day. The two services will host together in Washington next month. And Yonkers says they're looking for other ways to collaborate on energy. For example, managing smaller renewable energy projects on a regional basis across the military services, or teaming up to use DOD's purchasing power to make better buys from traditional utility providers.
You know, the services have typically gone at this sort of on their own, base by base, facility by facility, or installation by installation. And in some locations, like down in Georgia, for example, the Army and the Air Force have teamed up and gone to Georgia Power and said, we are a huge buyer, we are a long-term client, customer, what kind of deal can you make for us? And so what we're actually seeing down then in that location is a couple of cents reduction in the overall cost of per kilowatt hour of electrical. So we are looking at these things. I think there's more goodness and more things that we could be doing collectively.
Hammack says whether it's wind, solar, geothermal, or another renewable technology, the service's primary goal is to make their bases more resilient in the event of a disruption to the public electric grid, rather than just producing green energy. Nonetheless, she says it's unrealistic to expect bases to go off the grid entirely.
One of the most interesting things about renewable energy is that it, in many cases, is an intermittent resource. So it doesn't mean that we are disconnecting from the power grid. It means that we're looking for energy to help reduce our peak power and give us the ability to operate longer should power disruptions occur. But in the evening or during periods of intermittency, we will still be purchasing power from the local grid.
Hammack says in the power agreements they've signed so far, the Army's been able to negotiate terms that makes the renewable power it buys from the privately constructed energy facilities on its bases cost competitive with what it would normally buy from power companies. She says the Army has a huge pipeline of projects in the works, and the 1 gigawatt goal, enough to power 250,000 homes, is achievable. In Washington, Jared Serbu, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.